use the microwave, U.S. Embassy reacts to Anglo-American tea controversy. By Breitbart London on January 24, 2024. London, AP, an American scientist has sparked a transatlantic tempest in a teapot by offering Britain advice on its favorite hot beverage. Bryn Mawr College chemistry professor Michelle Frankel says one of the keys to a perfect cup of tea is a pinch of salt. The tip is included in Frankel's book Steeped, The Chemistry of Tea, published Wednesday by the Royal Society of Chemistry. Not since the Boston Tea Party has mixing tea with salt water roiled the Anglo-American relationship so much. The salt suggestion drew howls of outrage from tea lovers in Britain, where popular stereotype sees Americans as coffee-swilling burrs who make tea, if at all, in the microwave. Don't even say the word salt to us. The etiquette guide de Bretz wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter. The U.S. Embassy in London intervened in the brewing storm with a social media post reassuring the good people of the U.K. that the unthinkable notion of adding salt to Britain's national drink is not official United States policy. Let us unite in our steeped solidarity and show the world that when it comes to tea, we stand as one, said the tongue-in-cheek post. The U.S. Embassy will continue to make tea in the proper way, by microwaving it. The embassy later clarified that its statement was a light-hearted play on our shared cultural connections rather than an official press release. Steeped, in contrast, is no joke. The product of 3 years' research and experimentation. The book explores the more than 100 chemical compounds found in tea and puts the chemistry to use with advice on how to brew a better cup, its publisher says. Frankel says adding a small amount of salt, not enough to taste, helps cut bitterness. She also advocates making tea in a pre-warmed pot, agitating the bag briefly but vigorously and serving in a short, stout mug to preserve the heat. And she says milk should be added to the cup after the tea, not before, another issue that often divides tea lovers. On the Chemistry World site, Frankel said writing the book had enhanced my enjoyment of a cup of tea but noted there were several disquieting discoveries along the way. There are the remains of lots of bugs in my tea. The DNA of hundreds of different insects have been identified in tea leaves, she said.